You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are
the Broadway Husbands.
We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
And don't forget to check out the Broadway Podcast Network. We are very proud to be members of BPN. You can go to bpn.fm/husbands and see the array of amazing podcasts they have for the Broadway community. And also, you can help us raise money for amazing organizations through our apparel line, Broadway Life Apparel. So check out BroadwayLifeApparel.com to purchase your amazingly designed by myself merchandise, including hats, t-shirts, masks,
phone cases.
All right,
let's get started.
Okay, so we are actually, for the very first time, we're live recording our podcast on Instagram while we're doing this.
Right.
And we're going to answer questions that some of our followers on Instagram actually asked us over the last 24 hours.
That's correct. It's kind of like before the pandemic when we would record a podcast and they would film us while we were doing it. And then we could put it on YouTube. But this way, it's live on Instagram while we're doing it. And then you can go back and listen to the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's start with the first questions that we have on IG. Somebody wrote, Texas must be a culture shock.
Well,
I grew up here, so it's not, I knew what to anticipate. And I will say it's better than I anticipated. Like, I'm actually okay. How is it for you, Steven, though?
So I think I'm not as culture shocked as I would be because I've been to Texas a lot because Brett's from here. But I will say that since we've been here for a while now, I guess 5 weeks, I mean, it's not a while, but we've been here for 5 weeks. And I've spent some long periods of time here before. And as I'm driving down the road, I'm often reminded about like my initial reactions to Texas. Just how flat it is. I mean, it is so flat here. I'm from Pittsburgh, which is super hilly and kind of mountainous. And then I grew up in New York City for most of my life. And so I'm just not used to just like open flat land. And so as I drive around, I'm often like still kind of taken off guard by that. And also like, I can remember first times being here with you and driving around and being like, everything really is bigger in Texas. Cause like the signs on the side of the road are ginormous. And I feel like I'm starting to get more used to it. And I noticed that the other day. But as far as culture shock, I think I'm embracing it. So one of the things that I'm doing to kind of be like a Texan, if that's a thing, is when I'm in the car by myself, I listen to 97.1, which is classic country hits. So I really like it. It's like an older country song and like the road kind of like bumps me up and down. And I feel like I'm just like a Texan. All right.
I'm so proud of him.
Thank you.
All right. Next question. Would love to hear about the audition process on Broadway. Well, currently, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, currently it doesn't exist.
Currently, everything's transitioned to online. So As far as I understand, if there are auditions, which are few and far between, they're sending you the material for you to learn and or put whatever you have on tape and sending it in that way. In the past, like, you know, it depends on what you're auditioning for, but for a dance audition, Stephen can speak better to that than I can, even though I've done a lot. Do you want to tell what the audition process in Broadway is like for a dancer?
Yeah, I mean, typically in a dance, you know, if you're going for a role that primarily dances, you go in, like what actually happens? You go in, you're put into groups of probably like maybe 40 people. It depends on what the show is and how many people. So you're dancing in a pretty crowded room because the rooms typically aren't that big. They break you down into groups after they've taught you a combination.
This is why auditions aren't happening right now.
Yeah, because it's super crowded, or not even crowded, but just hot and super sweaty, and like you're like cramps. You can't breathe, and it's a lot. Anyways, so yeah, like groups of like maybe 20 to 40 people, they break you down after they've taught you a combination very quickly. You do it to the best of your ability, and if they like what you did, they'll call you back to dance some more, or they'll call you back to sing and read. So then you'll go back and dance and sing and read, maybe multiple times, maybe just one other time. It just depends on what's happening and how right and how much they know if they want you or not.
It's a long process usually because everyone has to approve you along the way, and it's not over until the producer finally, like all the creative team has to kind of push you along and everyone has to agree. And then the producer has to finally go, yes. And then...
Yeah. So when you know the producers in the room, you know, like
this
you're
is
at
the final
end.
Decision.
That's it. Like they're going to say yes or no. And you'll find out soon.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. There's some funny things being commented. I don't know what they're saying. Can I visit you and be hosted by you? Maybe not right now.
Probably not.
Let's see. Somebody just wrote gay.
Gay.
Here, I'll write. We'll post
more
that.
Than one person wrote that.
Same person just wrote it three times.
Oh.
Gay.
C.
Yes, C. Okay. I don't know what this... This is not in English. How has Miss Rona been for you guys so far?
Oh, my neck.
Steven, how's Miss Rona been for you so far?
Well, I mean, I think it's been run the gamut of emotions. And like emotionally, I think I've cried more during this time than I think I've cried in the past at least 10 years. Huge transitions. Our life is completely different because of it, and not necessarily in a bad way, for better or for worse. I mean, it's just totally different. Right now we're currently in Houston, Texas, which is a good thing, but you know, everything has changed. So yeah, I mean, it's been a lot.
It's been, I would say, this is when we grow, when like things are really uncomfortable, and I feel like there's a massive growth happening and it's really uncomfortable. So it's, I see it as a good thing. It's sad and it's frustrating and it's messy, but I think we're going to come out of this hopefully culturally and individually as a better people. So Miss Rona, I think we're going to find her to be maybe a blessing in the end, even though right now it's not so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Let's see. Let me go back here. When will you have new t-shirt designs? Ooh, good question.
Ooh, that is a good question. Go ahead. Brett.
Well, I'm working with, for Broadway Life Apparel, a new designer. And we're going to, hopefully in October, we're going to start having new designs. And my mission is to have two new designs in Broadway Life Apparel every month.
Cool.
And we just came up with a whole bunch of new designs. So those are coming.
Wait, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
What is your most favorite Broadway Life Apparel design t-shirt that you did?
I actually think that my original inspiration was put on your Sunday ice cream Sunday clothes.
Yeah, it was a good one.
And I think that, and I actually love finishing the hat.
I do too.
Those are my favorites.
Nice.
Somebody asked, what do you miss about performing? I miss the people.
The people.
I miss like the energy backstage and like the fun. Like when you're in a great company with people, you have so much fun backstage and you can be silly and you can, and when things are happening in the world, you can really bond over it and have that connection. And I think I miss that the most. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I think I miss, really dancing. I mean, I've been teaching a lot and I dance, by myself. I give myself class and I do various things or have done various things since all of this began, but it's not the same. So I just really miss, kind of physically pushing myself through, I guess, the paces or whatever it is that I'm doing and feeling rewarded after I get through it. I definitely miss the people for sure. The human connection, not just with the people on stage, but with the people backstage and then with the people that are in the audience and the feeling that you get. You know, I think as a performer, at least I can speak for myself, there have been times that I've taken performing so regularly for granted. And now that I'm not doing it for the first time, I think this is probably the longest stretch I've ever not performed in my life. Yeah, I definitely miss it. And it definitely filled me in a way that I wasn't even aware of. So yeah, I miss everything about it.
What are you both doing for income?
Go ahead.
Well, I have my side business as the Broadway Life Coach that I've always had on the side while continuing to perform, but it's become full time. I'm coaching about 10 clients a week, one-on-one, and teaching courses, creating content, and really trying to help support as many people in the community as I can during this time. So that's taking up a lot of time because I'm making I release a YouTube video every week. I write a blog post every week. I send emails out every week. I have a thing called the Secure Actor Project, where we're on a hiatus right now until October, where I help offer what I call Broadway life support during this time. And so, and that plus the Broadway Life apparel, I stay pretty busy doing all of that. What about you, Steven?
What about me? Well, you know, before the pandemic, I taught almost always on the side, at least a little bit. So during the pandemic, I've just basically been teaching a lot, mostly online, through the studios where I taught in real life. And I also teach privately, and you can connect with me if you want to, you know, if you want to take class with me personally or privately on StephenRHanna.com. And then we're here in Houston, Texas, and I'm teaching at Vitaka Vocational School of Dance live. So mostly I've been teaching and yeah.
And we both signed with agents here. So maybe we'll do some work down here while we're here, because, you know, who knows when we'll be able to get back to New York. Somebody asked, what's happening with the baby process? Well, there's more. We actually have videos coming up. I don't know if
we do have. Yeah, we probably shouldn't talk too much about it. But just know that
if you don't follow Men Having Babies,
you should follow.
It's an Instagram account. Yeah. We have been vlogging the baby process there, and we did take a hiatus
a while.
Really since November from that, because then everything just got kind of extended, but we're actually getting back into the process.
Moving faster again, which is moving along again, which is really good. So yeah, I mean, I don't know that we should say too much about it,
but go follow Men Having Babies.
Men Having Babies.
They'll start releasing content there. And we'll make sure we share it too.
You'll know.
Okay. What is the most callbacks you've been on for one show? Is that even English?
Yes, that is English.
I think for Paramore, I think I went in like 7 times. wasn't it like a crazy, because I went in like for a chunk at one point and then I never heard anything for a while and then I started getting called back in.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
I don't actually, but
I think for some reason in my head, I think the most I've ever gone in for a project is 7 times. Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you remember?
Yeah, I have a similar, I think I went in 6 or 7 times for the Dirty Dancing National Tour.
Oh, right.
And
then didn't get it.
So, yeah, I mean, I can remember actually the last day that I was there. It was like Equity has a rule about how many times you can be called in, and I was over that time. So I think that they had to pay me to be there. And then I didn't get it. So, all right.
Advice for someone wanting to move from California to New York to pursue Broadway. Maya, it's a great question. And that stuff I talked about in the Broadway Life Coach group, you should come over there. You can go to BroadwayLifeCoach.com. But the best thing to do is get as much training and experience as possible. Book work where you are, build a resume, build some connections, get a network of people before you move to New York. You'll be so much more happy and secure because you know people there. Like work at theaters, Equity theaters, that hire people out of New York City, and you don't necessarily have to move to New York to start your career.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay. What's the most memorable character each of you have played? Memorable character. Memorable for me or memorable for the audience? That's a question. I don't know.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, I mean, memorable.
Memorable, maybe for you, it's like memorable part that you got to dance. Maybe,
yeah, I mean, well, like, there's a couple things that I loved to dance at New York City Ballet. One of the things that I like absolutely loved was dancing Tchaikovsky Suite Number 3, the Elegy section, which is the first section. And if you're familiar with the ballet Theme and Variations, which is like a big famous Balanchine ballet, it also has 3 movements before it that other companies do not do except New York City Ballet. And the first movement is Elegy, and it's the most romantic music. And it's a lot of running and dramatics, and you get to be barefoot. And it's like one of the things that I absolutely like always, 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 no matter what, was just so excited to do. And then I guess like the thing that people maybe are, that I find interesting is that people that saw Billy Elliot have such a, are so excited when they know that if they saw it on Broadway and that I was in the show at the time, that I was the older Billy. And I always think that's really touching to hear people who are still moved by the show and what it meant to them.
Yeah. I loved playing Lumiere. I will always treasure singing Be Our Guest, flames coming out of my hands.
Ah!
And I will always treasure that time, that year that I worked in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway.
And that's when you met me.
When I met him. Okay. So we have no more questions. If you have questions, you can type them right there. But Steven, I think, has questions. What are your questions?
I do, but I mean, they're in my phone.
You remember what you wrote?
They're in my phone, though.
You wrote it down.
What did I write? So one of them is like super silly because of what I just recently seen on TV. But the first question has nothing to do with anything that we've been talking about. It's, what are three of your most favorite 90s musical artists?
Oh. From the 90s?
Yeah, from the 90s.
Well, you know all these.
No, I don't. Tell me.
Lisa Loeb.
Oh.
Hello. Right.
Yeah, Lisa Loeb. Yeah.
I could listen. I know all of the songs from Tales. I know all the songs from I Do. Like, I love Lisa Loeb. And I don't know why I never learned guitar. I should have learned guitar because I love her. 90s. Debbie Gibson.
Is she 90s? I would consider her late 80s.
Yeah, I guess so.
I would consider her like 87,
89. Well, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah.
Loved her.
Yeah.
And Indigo Girls. It's all female for some reason. I have a thing for female singers.
I'm trying to think like my other questions that they had nothing to do
with
that question.
What about you?
Questions. So I guess because we were just watching this concert that was on TV of Jewel, and she was amazing. I love Jewel so much. Like, I love it. And I believe like Who Will Save Your Soul probably came out in like 94 or 95, but then that other album, Pieces of Me or Pieces of You, oh God, I'm like totally badgering it, came out in like 96 or 95. And I can just remember like listening to it in like the early years of high school, like doing homework and just like loving it. And then the other groups, and then last night on the same radio, it's like a concert channel on TV. I don't even know what it is, but they were playing a Metallica concert. And I used to be a huge Metallica fan. And I know why, because they're
good.
Awesome. They're so good. So that was really cool. But they're more, I don't know if you would just call them 90s or just a great band.
Third.
And then also, I guess, like, just cliche, Nirvana, Foo Fighters, like, all that stuff in the
90s. Only three. You said three.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think what my other questions were.
Okay, along those lines,
okay.
Who were three actors or actresses that inspired you to want to continue to be in the entertainment industry? Somebody wrote Celine Dion. Yeah.
Yeah, Celine Dion.
Her 90s stuff was good.
Yeah. Three actors like in the 90s or like as a kid?
Maybe as a kid or in general.
Oh God. There's so many. I always think about like Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon. Those are like Dead Man Walking was like one of the best movies ever. Yeah, and hopefully you guys can still hear me. Sorry, I was like so far away from the mic. There was, speaking of the 90s, there was a movie in the 90s called Dead Man Walking, and I saw it when I was really young, and Sean Penn is, like, unbelievable in it, and so is Susan Sarandon. She won an Academy Award for it, and it's one of those movies that makes you question the topic that it's about, which is about, I'm not going to get too into it, but it's about the death penalty. And I can remember being so moved by the story and the movie that I wrote a paper on it in high school because...
So Susan Sarandon, Sean Penn.
Yeah.
One more person.
Oh my God, there's so many. I don't know. I don't want to like put it down on one person.
I'm
going to
say, okay, Sandra Bullock for me. I love Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, Titanic. Kate
Winslet.
And who's the third actor? Paul Rudd.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. If there's somebody, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Oh, God.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
It. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Michael Joseph Hardwick, I love your question, but he said, can I visit you and be hosted by you? And then he wrote, well, actually, maybe not during COVID.
Right. Yeah, actually, maybe not.
Hi from India. Hello.
Hello from India.
Those are all the questions we have.
No. Wait, there were more questions. They're all on my phone. I'm really annoyed that they're in there.
It's okay. We're at 23 minutes.
All right.
Well, what other questions would you have had? If you guys have questions, type them right here. Oh, she wrote Jack at Titanic. That's good. Okay, somebody asked us if we're in Charleston. Nope, we are not in Houston. Okay, what questions do I have for you, Stephen? What do you love about discovering being an entrepreneur at this time?
That I can actually do it?
Explain what being an entrepreneur to you is and what it means.
I think being an entrepreneur to me means being able to be like kind of creative, create your own way of doing things and being able to monetize it and create income from it.
But you know, it's one of those things where like you don't really believe it can happen until you do it.
Yeah, so I think that the thing that I like about it is that seeing it actually happen and the excitement that that gives me, knowing that it's all possible.
Can you address Ben getting Evan in the movie? Because she was making fun of me. They made this big announcement that Ben Platt was going to play Evan in the Dear Evan Hansen movie. And I was like, why is this an announcement?
Yeah, I mean, clearly he
would,
right?
That's not news.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's being made by Universal Pictures.
But also, he won a Tony Award
for it. And he won a Tony for it.
On Broadway, so hopefully he would play it.
That's not news. Like, what is news is the other people who are going to be who are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that day I was so like, give me a break. Why is this like, oh my God, he's going to be in the movie. Like, yeah, he is. I'm a newer follower. What are three words you would use to describe each other? I like that. What are three words you would use to describe me, Stephen?
Genuine, generous.
It has to begin with a G now.
Loving.
No.
So now, what are three words you would use to describe me?
Playful. Sexy. And sincere.
All right. There you have it.
That's so sweet. What a good question.
I think one of my questions that I wrote down was, where do you see yourself in a year?
Where do I see myself in a year?
Mm-hmm.
I see myself speaking on like a TED stage or like doing a speech. I see myself promoting a book.
Cool.
And I see us settling into a home, like a house of some sort, mm-hmm. where there's actual nature outside.
For sure.
And I mean, that's kind of how I see it. That's what I would like to see happen in a year. Part of that could be I'm back on Broadway in Wicked. Who knows? But I just see that that's the direction I want to go.
Hmm.
Where do you see yourself in a year?
I think as far as like living situation, I kind of have the same vision. It's kind of, a house with lots of light. I think light is like key. Bright light. I see light. I see windows. And, I'd like in a year from now,
if they aren't here, they should be close to being here as having a child. And I see, you know, I'm starting to work on a project of a film that I really, 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 really want to make. And I see that that's finished and that that has, you know, that's brought me creative success as well as, you know, just people seeing it.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. That's cool. Okay. This will be our last question. What have you been doing to stay healthy during COVID? You both look fantastic. Well, thank you, Steven.
So, I mean, what have I been doing to stay healthy? Well, at one point we did the whole 30.
Yeah.
I have not stopped dancing this entire time. I've gone through phases of really taking class regularly for myself. And then if I'm not doing that, now I'm teaching a lot. So while I'm teaching, I don't dance, but I'm definitely demonstrating a lot. There's also a gym here, so we go to the gym. We have weights. I'm always lifting these, like, literally, like, during the day, like, if I'm not doing anything, I'll just, like, walk over here and just be like, okay, what can I do? And then I just, like, pick up a weight, and I'm like, one, two. You know, I'm just constantly doing something to keep it going.
And I have, like, we did Whole 30. I've been on and off with working out, but currently I'm doing a 35 progress challenge with a bunch of my friends and followers. So I'm on day 19, and part of that is intermittent fasting. And so I'm doing intermittent fasting. In fact, I just got permission allowed to eat. So we're going to eat after this because I'm hungry.
And he's actually done really well, because sometimes right before he's supposed to eat or allowed to eat, it gets a little dicey. Yeah, so he's actually done really well.
So currently I'm doing intermittent fasting. Yeah. There's a Peloton in the gym at our new place. So I do Peloton at least 4 times a week and do weights. I use Built for the Stage to help train me. And that's what we're doing.
But you know what else I just thought of? So when we first started dating, I used to drink like at least probably like 3 to 6 sodas a day, probably. And I don't really drink soda anymore. I guess I do when we go out, like if we have fast food. But we don't really buy it, so that's good, right? So yeah, I don't really drink soda anymore. I mean, I drink
a lot of LaCroix.
Zero calories. Well, I mean, but that's what I'm talking about, the sugar. Like, I'm not talking about the bubbles. I'm talking about the sugar. All right.
So, and, you know, let's also not forget that physical health also is mental health is just as important. So we both see therapists individually, and I have weekly therapy sessions, and that's helping a lot.
Thank God.
And it's super important that we take not just take care of our bodies, but we take care of our minds.
We both sleep regularly, and you know, I think we probably always sleep at least 8 hours, probably somewhere in that vicinity. Not a lot more than that, but probably always 8.
I get up pretty early.
He gets up early, but I think
to watch the sunrise.
We do sleep a normal amount, not like an over. We don't overdo it, but.
Well, these were awesome questions.
Yeah, this was really fun.
Thank you guys for joining us. This is going to be our next episode this week of the podcast. So if you really enjoyed this, let us know and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. All the links are in our bio. Come follow us on Instagram. We'll do this again. It's really fun to get to talk to you guys live and answer your questions and your questions.
And I have more that we didn't get to.
So we'll save them for the next one. All right. And don't forget to love who you love.
And love what you do.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. And of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.